You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report in moments. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you think a MVP should win an MVP? Do you think a DH should win the MVP? 80.6% say no. I just want to, since that was our main thing today, I just want to provide a little bit of context because of
this. Yes.
Yes. 80% says yes. I just want to provide a little bit of context to my, if you're just tuning in, to why I don't think Schwarber or Ohtani should win the MVP, because I'm getting a lot of blowback as to, but don't quite understand. One, everybody's saying, well, Ohtani just won last year. And if you listen, like, I know you don't have to listen to every show, but I did say that Ohtani should not win last year. Mm-hmm. I did say Lindor should win last year. So this is like not a different thing for me. So everybody's like, well, then you think Lindor should have won? Yes, I think Lindor should have won.
Because you had money on Lindor.
But also because of, yes, I did have money on Lindor.
It's amazing how many members of this show had money on Lindor to do something well at some point.
Look. I had money on Lindor because I thought he should win it, and there was a little momentum going.
Never in. Thought sports talk would be infiltrated by the sports betting stuff. And how do you feel about
I
stuff?
I thought he should win, and then then like those are all tied in together. So yes, Ohtani already won, but I don't think he should have. And yes, I think Lindor should have. I think somebody that wins MVP should hit and play the field. I think that that not even if you're good at the field, if you take a position of playing the field, it opens up DH. It provides more value to the organization. However, I do think that Kyle Schwarber's year has been amazing. I love him as a Philly. I don't want him to be on a different team. I just want to be clear of all of those things that I don't want Ohtani to win over. I was part of me
but if it comes down to it, it's clear that it should be Schwarber and Ohtani. Are you getting behind Schwarber to take down Ohtani?
Yes, I would rather Schwarber win than Ohtani win it.
And because Pete Crow Armstrong is nonsense.
Yeah. Well, I think Pete Crow Armstrong should win it over
Stott
both
has
of
a
them.
Higher OBP.
I don't care. But Pete Crow Armstrong has hit, what,
25
home runs?
27 home runs.
Yeah. And plays elite center field. Now,
yeah.
Stott's a good fielder, too.
Yeah.
So, yes, if it comes down to one of those two, I'd rather Schwarber win, because I think the thing that's unfair with Ohtani is Ohtani gets credit for still being a starting pitcher. I think people like have that locked in their minds. When you look at production this year, Ohtani and Schwarber are neck and neck.
And he's the most popular player arguably in baseball.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we would need it. If it comes down to it, you can count on my support for Schwarber. Mm-hmm. But if you're asking me what I think should happen,
yeah.
I don't think it should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, listen, you've had that stance and that's fine. Yeah. My only thing is that isn't what the MVP, like I know many DHs don't win it.
Yep.
But one has already.
Yep.
Pitchers have even won it. Pitchers have even won it.
Yep.
Even a closer has won it.
Yep.
So the fact that those guys, because they had outstanding seasons, they were more of an outlier.
Yes.
Right? You're an outlier. which is an awful lot, like a running back being able to win the MVP, you have to have a 2,000-plus yard rushing or
especially
something like
now.
That nowadays, because they're usually going to give it to a quarterback.
Yep.
So I get that. I'm just saying I'm projecting this guy to go on and continue. He's going to push 60, and if we win this division, I think he has every right to the MVP as anybody else does. Because to me, Zach does his thing. He and Christopher Sanchez do their thing from a pitching standpoint. But from an everyday player, even though he doesn't play out in the field, it's clear that Kyle Schwarber drives this offense. He's the most important player in this lineup.
One quick thing on Schwarber before we get to
I didn't think I would have said that.
Yes.
Two years ago, I probably would not have said that.
When he was hitting .190.
Yeah.
And credit to him, by the way, for his body's in better condition than it was a couple years ago. He's become a better hitter than he was a couple years ago. One final thing on him is they're going to have to, I believe, find a way to get him behind Bryce again. Whether it means Bryce hitting second or Schwarber hitting fourth, I just like them. This is all fun and games with Bryce hitting this way now. We get to the playoffs, Bryce Harper's not going to see any pitches.
Yeah.
If he has Nick Castellanos, JT Realmuto, or Alec Bohm behind him, no disrespect to any of those guys, there's no reason to pitch to a guy who has a 1,000 career OPS in the playoffs when that guy is right behind him. And I have confidence that Bryce will take those walks and they will be valuable,
sure,
but not as valuable as if they have to pitch to him.
But what is, because I actually had that, the Jackie Baseball Report.
Oh, I'm
like,
sorry.
It's all okay. Good. It's all good. Like, I guess which is more important for them, getting Schwarber with all the power with Harper behind him, or Harper kind of being the same kind of guy but with Schwarber behind him, like which leads to more team success? Because I agree with you, but yeah. I also think you're getting a nuts Schwarber season because he also does have protection with Bryce behind him.
Yeah, I just,
and does that go down? If I don't think it would go down drastically, but I don't know if he gets the same kind of pitches being behind Bryce.
Yeah, I just think Bryce as a hitter is too important to not have swing in the bat. And like we've had this protection thing for a couple. And by the way, part of it is Bryce's fault, the protection thing, because he doesn't want to hit second.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if
yeah.
he would just hit second and Schwarber would hit third, the problem would be solved. Mm-hmm. So like, this is not poor Bryce or anything, but I guess I just don't want, I for some reason, I feel like Schwarber could still be effective that way. I think they'll challenge him in a way that, because he's not as good a hitter as Bryce is. Like, overall, he's just not the hitter that Bryce is.
Yeah.
So, all right. You want to do High Hopes?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
By the way, four relievers have won an MVP, which is ridiculous. A starting pitcher should never win an MVP anyway, but relievers?
Yeah.
So what relievers have won MVP?
So Jim Constantine, 1950 Whiz Kids, who could forget, should be on the Wall of Fame. Raleigh Fingers won it in 1981. Now, he did a 1.04 ERA. He saved 28 games. Can we grow up? And
1.04 is wild.
It's 28 games.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Willie Hernandez won it on the 84 Tigers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Dennis Eckersley in 92.
There you go. Four relievers.
Now, by the way, I don't think a pitcher I don't think any pitcher will ever win MVP again based on how they use pitchers. The fact that there are fewer closers than there were, I would think, just because it's not, you know, people mix and match the way that they didn't used to. And the fact that pitchers only go 5-6 innings, that, by the way, that point we had, and Wheeler has probably lost the Cy Young at this point anyway.
But still second in the odds.
He's thrown the same number of innings as Skeens.
Wheeler has?
Yeah, same number of innings.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, so like the fact that the starting pitchers only go 5-6 innings, I think just makes it even more difficult for them
How's
to win.
How's that possible?
Now
Wheeler's missed some starts.
Wheeler missed one and a half starts when he had the birth of his
child. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
But you look at Wheeler throws a lot of pitches. So what ends up happening is Wheeler throws 6 innings, strikes out 10, but he throws 105 pitches. There's, as you look at Wheeler, we've had a couple of complete games. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like 6 innings. And
Skeens,
yeah.
I thought he had more like 7 and 8 innings, no?
Last I looked, they were both at 133
innings. Okay. No, you're probably right.
They're like Wheeler's at 139, Skeens at 138.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah, so
which is still surprising because it's almost like I never see Skeens go past five innings.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how it is, but I was shocked because I was trying to make my Wheeler can still get it, and I was like, well, I'll just go to innings pitched. I was like, shoot,
I know.
You know, Skeens is at 1.84 or something. His ERA. So
He's probably gonna win it.
Yeah,
we need two blowups.
Come on.
Yep.
Well, listen,
we'll get us Chris Sanchez.
Well,
plus 1500 now.
That bet I did not cash out.
That's right.
Yeah,
man,
that one is still
got it.
That bet is still
in. What'd you get it at? It had to be plus 3,000.
I got him at 2,200 first.
Okay.
Then I doubled down at 1,500 a couple starts later.
Yep.
He said, I'm doubling down.
There you go.
So I have three thoughts on Johan Duran. Because I wasn't able to talk about him yesterday. Yeah, I know. So the first one is this. Watching him the first couple times he came into a ball game. He reminds me a lot of watching Saquon the first time he started playing for the Eagles.
You're like, whoa, like, what is this?
It's so not what we're used to seeing. Like, the Eagles have had good backs. You know, Miles Sanders was a good back. I'm talking about like the last...
Miles Sanders?
But I know, but he had like a good year. He's fine.
How about Shady or...
I'm talking the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
I know Shady, not disrespecting Shady.
You said Eagles had good backs.
I know. I'm talking the last...
Miles Sanders.
But we went through a little bit of a down period after Shady.
All right.
And then the second you saw Saquon, you're like, wow, that's different.
That's different.
Yeah, that's how it feels watching Durant. Like, we've had other closers. We've had, not even going back to Lidge, whatever. Like, when you look around baseball, it's like, you could talk yourself into this guy. Holy cow. Then you see Durant, and it's like, that's not how this is supposed to be.
He's throwing 103
miles
an hour.
For me, he's the best. I didn't get to see, I wasn't here. I was in Atlanta when Billy Wagner was here.
Okay.
So I didn't get to watch Billy Wagner every night. This dude is the best I've seen.
On the Phillies? For sure.
Yes. Like, this dude's the best I've seen pitching for the Phillies.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's not even close. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Second thing. Are you kind of... I know last night was fun. You're kind of rooting for closer games.
Yes.
There's no doubt.
Yes. I tweeted that last night. Everybody got mad at me when it was 7-3.
I was with you.
I was like, everybody in the stadium is opening like... Hey, could you make it 7-4?
Yeah.
You know, just so there's a save opportunity here.
Like, has he gotten to the point where people are buying tickets with a chance to go see him?
Yes.
I would imagine,
I would imagine.
Like a box office closer is pretty crazy.
I bet secondary market ticket prices for the Phillies have gone up since Duran got here, since everybody watched that on TV. Because I think it becomes more interesting to casual fans. You know, I mentioned Val, you weren't here, Jack. Val saw the closer intro. She hasn't watched the Phillies game probably in 7 or 8 years. She saw the closer intro from across the house, and she was like, what's that?
Well, that's because your TV's so big.
Yes, well, that is part of why she was able to see it.
Can you imagine what that light show looked like on that TV?
Buddy. You probably had to watch with infrared goggles on.
3D glasses on, yes.
Yeah, she had her night vision on. You know?
Yeah, night vision.
She had her night vision on, yeah.
And then if we were doing, I know we're doing Mount Rushmore week.
Yeah.
If we're doing top 11 week,
yeah.
Would Duran already be on it?
Yes.
And would Chris Sanchez be on it?
Yes.
Top 11 in Phillies? Philly.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
They'd both be on it.
After 2 days?
Yeah. Well, Sanchez would definitely be on it.
Well, Sanchez,
Yeah.
Duran?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it Duran or Duran?
It's Duran.
It's Duran.
Why do you keep saying Duran?
Because I got an accent.
But you realize it's
put an S on the end.
This throws me off
completely.
Duran. Put an S on the end, just like Philly.
Sometimes when you gotta say it fast, and it comes out.
It's Duran.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duran.
Yeah.
But Saquon was on spikes before
he
even...
He saw it. He saw it early.
He was.
We're all about projection here.
Yep.
We're all about projection.
I'm all about integrity.
Yeah, because you have a coherent moral code.
Yes, he has a coherent moral code as well. Yep.
I need Harrison Bader to watch Whatever It Takes, dude, in the middle of a rain delay, because he looks like a 93 Phil.
He does.
Like,
he's strong.
Are they still playing that in the rain delays?
So if they go on long enough, they eventually get to Whatever It Takes, dude. Like, I haven't sat through a rain delay in a while, you know.
Well, we had a 4-hour one last week.
Yes. Murph's well aware.
Yeah.
Murph is well aware. It's usually like signing Harper. They'll play Sonny Harper and Philly's clubhouse is in there. But if it goes on long enough, you sometimes still get a Whatever It Takes, dude.
Yeah, the one thing I don't want to watch is Matt Strom opening baseball cards.
Yeah, we're out on that. Yeah, we're out.
No offense, Matt.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he's a big baseball card guy. Yeah, no problem with it. I just it's not on my list.
I know, it's not. It's not, but Bader last night... First home run, good moment. It was kind of wasn't a bummer that Schwarber hit a home run, but it was turning into the Bader game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You know, yep. Where it was like, there it is. Guess what? Out of the lineup tonight against Dean Kremer.
Yeah, you know who's in? Our guy,
Kepler.
Max Kepler.
Yep. They are just...
What are they doing?
It's insulting.
I don't know.
It's insulting. Like
you know what? Because it's behind the scenes. He's making a stink behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, sure he is.
Yeah, well, Kepler wants to play. Yeah, that's what it is.
Disagrees,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And they're saying, like, all right, we'll give you until the 15th or whatever. And then if you still suck...
Oh, you still think that's going to happen?
I still think it's the 15th.
Okay.
But, like, what... Right now, what gives them a better chance to win is Bader in center,
yep,
and Marsh in left.
Yeah. I just want to see Bader play more.
Well, and Crawford's a good fielder.
And he's 3-for-6 against Kremer at the home run, so it's not like there's not numbers for it.
So he's 3-for-6 against the pitcher, now he's not
and
playing.
He's still not playing.
Yeah. Welcome to Philadelphia.
It's your manager.
He's fine.
Crawford's a good fielder?
Crawford's a good left fielder.
Okay.
So Rob Thompson on the pregame show on Friday, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
He said that we want Crawford to, because they sent Rojas down, and he said that Crawford still has to learn the position of center field. How's that make you feel, sports fans?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, it's just like he was drafted as a center fielder, you know, like let him play center field.
Yeah,
and also
it's the outfield. We can throw him, Brent Marsh didn't know how to play center field. We put him in there all the time. You know,
it's cool. This dude is never making it up to the majors.
He'll be here soon.
For us?
He'll be here soon.
soon as in 2026.
I was going to say, if he's the only way I could talk myself into Kepler is he is a good fielder.
Yeah.
So, if Crawford was a bad fielder, right. I would say, all right, we're putting Otto Kemp in out there, he's a bad fielder. Putting Weston Wilson out there, he's a bad fielder. If Castellanos already out there, he's a bad fielder. Okay, I guess I could understand keeping Kepler around because he can field the position. He's not better than Bader, but if Crawford can field the position, I'm fine.
But also, Marsh is a great defensive left fielder. And Kepler are about the same. So you can just play Marsh.
I would say so. Yes.
Just play Marsh.
Yep.
It's not this hard.
$10 million.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man. We ain't going to sit up and act like we don't give Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean conceded, man. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine if I said that?
You know, I might have to buy a 100-inch TV this year, man, you know, in high definition, more color than, you know, tell the difference now that they both playing safety.
That's true, yeah. Now that Cooper's back there, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
They got similar numbers, man. 32, 33. Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is.
They got similar numbers.
They look alike, yes.
Well, yeah, they don't.
Yeah, I mean, they look like brothers. They do just like, you got, come on, man. You know, you're only saying that because, you match the color. They
yes.
Well, you're flying a little close to the sun here. Okay, I'll let you have it, Chuck. Whatever. Okay.
Hey, listen, I'm just saying, man, you know, but listen, I really called today because this is, you know, I heard you yesterday. I couldn't get a chance to call, right, about the Mount Rushmore yesterday. This is ridiculous, right?
The Sixers Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
And just for anyone who didn't listen, I just wanted to tell them, voted fan and staff, and it's the last 50 years, it was Allen Iverson, Dr. J, Charles Barkley, Joel Embiid.
That last one is ridiculous. It's stupid. It's moronic. It has no merit, you know, to have him.
But the people voted him on, Chuck.
These people is insane.
Well, he deserves to be there more than Charles.
Charles Barkley should be on there, and that's
he is on there.
Malone.
Okay. Well, then Moses should be in there over Charles, not over Embiid.
Embiid.
What did Charles do when he was here?
It's more a spike. I'm telling you, it's just more of an indictment. The 76ers don't have great players to come into this franchise. That many great players come to this franchise if Embiid is on it. It's not Embiid being a great player and should be on it. He's done nothing to be a Mount Rushmore player.
Well,
man.
What did Charles Barkley do as a Sixer?
Charles Barkley, as a rookie, first of all, he was an all-second-team player as a rookie. Okay?
Okay.
He averaged 25 points and 16, about 15 rebounds, I believe, 15.4 rebounds, I believe, as a rookie in the playoffs.
Okay.
You know, this guy, they never put no help around him. Joel Embiid has had more help than Charles Barkley has ever had as a 76er, and you know that, man. You know that.
All of the players that have been around Embiid have been Ben Simmons is a loser. James Harden is a loser. Jimmy Butler was here for 25 games. What are we talking about here?
They revamped this team 5 different times.
Embiid has been and I love Charles Barkley. They played for the franchise for the same number of years, and Joel Embiid won an MVP, was runner-up for MVP twice. None of them won anything in the playoffs, neither Charles nor Embiid. By the way, if Charles was better, maybe they would have won something, but Charles is a great player, but he doesn't deserve it over Embiid. Embiid has carried the franchise for almost a decade.
Well, at least Charles Barkley was smart enough to request a trade when he knew they didn't put no team around him. If Embiid don't think they put a team around him, then request a trade. Do us all a favor and get out of town. How about that, Spike? Can I at least say that Charles Barkley's a smarter player than Joel Embiid?
A smarter player. Charles Barkley launched threes all the time. He shot 20% from three. I don't know.
Man, Charles Barkley is a way better. But listen, we're not going to go back. One's the top 50 player ever, and the other one is a guy that can't stay on the basketball court.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's simple as that. Listen, the days of Embiid, I'm not going to get too heavy in Embiid. He's not a Mount Rushmore player in my eyes. The days of him is over. I'm looking forward to VJ. I'm looking forward to Maxey. And McLean. That's it.
What about your Phillies Mount Rushmore on the way out?
Yeah.
Well, my Phillies Mount Rushmore, listen, I'm going to say Duran, Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper, and J. Rose. That's it. Yeah,
that's
Durant,
it.
Did you see that entrance, man?
You want Durant on the Phillies Mount Rushmore?
Good take.
Yeah, Durant. I'm putting Durant on there right now because he ain't never seen nobody with an entrance like that, man. That's going to turn the whole season around. Now Schwarber hitting bombs up.
Like, well, shouldn't we put whoever designed the entrance on the Mount Rushmore then? It's some digital person in Minnesota.
Like, this guy is amazing.
He's
man.
Great.
He
can't be on the Mount Rushmore.
He can't be on the Mount Rushmore in 3 days.
Yeah.
103. I can go 103. That thing was smoking, man. It's off the cameraman couldn't even catch it. I'm putting him on the Mount Rushmore right now.
Who cares what Lidge did in 08, 48, or 48?
Already forgot about him, yeah.
Lidge is thinking of the past. This guy, we got Durant in the house, and I tell you, that's going to be the best show on TV when he comes out. I just want to get to the ninth inning. I don't want to see the whole game no more. I just want to get to the ninth inning without staying up by 1 or 2 points so he could come in and do his thing. That guy is amazing, man. I tell you, that's all they needed to do. That's all they needed.
Yep.
All right.
Love all the points the Phillies are scoring. Where they scored 13 points last night?
13.
Yeah, they didn't need to brace his arm yesterday. That's why I wanted to be more of a closer game, because I wanted to see the lights go off and then the Undertaker just going, doom. That was amazing. I wish I would have been in the building. Make me want to buy some tickets now to go to the game, I tell you. But Durant is definitely going to be on my mount. He's on the Mount Rushmore. I mean, I'm dead serious.
All right, Chuck.
All right,
Chuck.
There you go.
I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
All right, thank you, Chuck. Well, there you go. Chuck with the take of the day, putting Joan Duran on the Phillies Mount Rushmore.
Did not expect that.
With Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper, and Jimmy Rollins.
I'm trying to get him. The top 11 I argued against, he went Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore, yep. No Schmidt, no Carlton.
No, never heard of him.
Yep.
So Rob Thompson's talking, and he said he's stuck with Max Kepler in the lineup over Harrison Bader because he promised his guys that he'd platoon for the first 6 days after the deadline.
He'll
communicate a new plan after the Orioles series.
This first 6 days thing is psychotic.
It really is.
The Phillies, I can understand them pandering to Bryce. I can understand them pandering to Schwarber. I can understand them pandering to Zach. We don't need to pander to Max Kepler. He is hitting 200.
Yeah.
He wasn't even good before he got here.
I know.
They took a shot. They're wrong.
Yeah. We're ready to move on.
Unbelievable. And he's going to hit a home run against us in the playoffs. I know it.
For what team? Where's he signing?
I have no idea, but you know what's going to happen.
We said the same thing for Merrifield last year.
Yes, it's true. And now he's retired.
Yeah.
Coming up next on Mount Rushmore Week, Ike debuts his Mount Rushmore of 90s sitcoms.
Like it.
And we find out if Jack is ready for tennis tomorrow. Fritz to Camera 3 is tomorrow. Fritz to Camera 3, yes, at FDR Park, 11:30. We'll get into that as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Mount Rushmore Week. In a moment, we will have Ike's Mount Rushmore of 90s sitcoms. I wish I had done a little studying before you did it so I could have my mental list, but I have not done that. So,
well, you're good with 90s stuff, so you'll come up with something to argue
As a 48-year-old, 90s is like you
and just
me.
The greatest.
90s
yes.
is our core.
We're all just 90s people.
No,
the only thing
you.
I didn't like about the 90s was our dress, our wardrobe, our attire.
So for me, I had a couple of different phases.
Yeah.
Now, I did go through...
Were you still fat, Spike, in the
90s? I was. I went through a FUBU and Kanai phase.
Yeah,
I went through that.
Yeah.
And then I went through there was like a thing where we wore like these really big jeans that were really big on the bottom.
Yeah.
Like it was like that was spiky hair Spike or whatever. So I had that.
That was like your heavy metal days?
Well, that was like the alternative, you know, like, and when I say big, I mean like... The bottom of the jeans would be over your shoes.
And they drag on the ground.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Chain wallet.
Wallets. Chain wallets. I love it.
Yep.
Good times.
Corey of Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I mean, say he was wearing FUBU 05.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And let me.
90s.
Yep.
Remember when they came out with the platinum FUBU with the Fat Albert on it?
Yep.
And then I wore Kanai because I saw Master P wearing it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a new thing.
Kanai.
Yep.
Who was Master P? Was that P. Miller?
Yep. Man, that's what I'm saying. The wardrobe in the 90s was bad, man. It was tough. It was tough, man.
right.
But we didn't know any better back then, though. Yeah, we didn't know any better.
That was cool.
Yep.
Spike, it's your day, man. It's your day. Me and you, we've been getting along too long. God, we got to end the day.
Okay.
Spike, you're not the ruler of the world, dog.
I didn't say I was.
You sit up here, you tell Elliot about his stats, how he supposed to do his stats.
Well,
rate this, rate on the curve.
He's not being coherent.
You try to tell the league who's supposed to be the MVP.
Yes,
you're not the ruler of the world.
I'm the ruler of my opinion. And
that's cool.
So the first thing is, my opinion is Elliot's standards have changed as training camp has gone on. He went from the important thing is the ball never touches the ground. Ball never touches the ground.
The ball don't hit the ground.
What's that? Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But and he was also at 75-80%. 75-80%. Now we're giving B-plus grades to a 60% day with an interception. I'm just saying I think Elliot is being very careful about how positive he is about Jalen, especially when he gave three straight days of negative grades.
Yeah, he on his, his thing, but still though, I'm on the MVP.
Okay.
First of all, if you take Kyle Schwarber off the team,
yep.
How good is the team?
Not as good. Well, who are we replacing him with?
I don't know. Not Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
Average player. Put Johan Rojas out there.
Well, but that's not what they would do.
We don't know that.
I'm not saying he's not valuable. He's very valuable. I just don't think.
He can do goofy stuff. So.
But I don't think he's the most valuable player in the National League if he's not playing the field. He is valuable to the Phillies. He has value. But I think the most valuable player should be a player that is playing both offense and defense.
Listen, man, Saquon don't play offense or defense. I don't care about that. My man,
okay.
40 home runs.
Yep.
Right?
And yep.
this man could end the season with maybe 50.
Yeah.
No, is this the Ohio legend? Man, I'm the campaign started. Whoever started, I don't care. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. Get my man the MVP. He might pass Bryce. How many? What Bryce got like 350? 350? How much he got? Like
no, they're about the same.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't think he would catch him, but yeah, it is this year.
He might not catch him this year, but the way he hit. You know what I'm saying? We might get to 500 with Schwarber
before Bryce.
With Bryce.
Right.
You know
all I hope is that Paige Schwarber is like I want to get Paige Schwarber. That's all I hope. Yeah.
Hey man, you know guys from Ohio, we stay motivated. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's right.
Also,
that's right.
I forgot.
By the way, it's Harper has 353. Schwarber's at 324.
Okay. All right. So
he's 20 behind.
29 behind.
It's a little gap. It's a little gap. But I forgot to address something yesterday. It slipped my mind. I guarantee. Hey, you, Jalen, going to be in the top 50 players on this list.
No shot.
I bet you a beef sandwich.
Can I tell you, if he is, they fixed it.
First of all, 2 years
that's
ago.
That's fine.
He, 2 years ago, he was number two. Last year, when everybody
he was like 90-something.
No, he wasn't.
Last year,
when everybody said he was going to collapse, when he was top 10 or top 15.
No, he wasn't.
Look it up. I guarantee
okay.
you last year he was.
No, he was 15. He was 15.
He was 15. Yeah.
So you think he's going to go from 2 to 15 to off the list?
Well,
Wentz did.
Yeah, and by the way, it was after the regular season.
I don't care about that.
Okay, well.
In the regular season, they got foots put in. How many people have foots put in them in the regular season?
What I see is that the coaches, scouts, whatever, and players, I think, may have a different perception, and even former players, a lot of the former players seem to have a different perception of him than we or fans do. So my only point is, if he's top 20 or whatever he is, great. That just means they fixed it.
Oh, see, it's always a caveat when he high. It's always, how about this? Maybe them analysts, all them GMs, all them, maybe they should listen more to what we're saying.
Maybe.
Because they drafted all these guys. You know, I ain't going to bring up, his hot button Joe Burrow. But they drafted all these guys. And they sitting at home.
Everybody's
sitting at home.
Yeah.
It's
only what? If you look at this, if you look at the quarterbacks in the NFL, I think it's him and Purdy. They the only ones that weren't taken in the first round. That's because –
Well, that's not
true. He overdid it. No, look at it. Look at the list of the quarterbacks. Right now, starting quarterbacks, the only ones not taken in the first round was him and Purdy.
In the entire league, Russell Wilson wasn't taken in the first round.
Neither was Dak.
Yeah.
Those three.
Those three.
And Dak.
Those four.
Ooh, boy.
Daniel Jones was first round.
Oh, yeah, like top four.
Yeah.
And Jack, don't be talking no L, because that top 5-5 yesterday, we need to discuss that today.
We'll get to it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We'll get to it. Don't jump my top five. That's easy. Don't get back into a corner.
Mr. Fugazi over there.
No Fugazi.
Standing ovation, okay? Because I'm glad that clip came out, because I didn't hear that. I was backing you, fighting you, fighting
Should
for you
be.
Out here. Got me looking like a fool. And I'm supposed to be your guy.
So yeah, well, you should that. Be.
We on the same team now. Stay over there. All right, but I holler at y'all. Get all to the right. top. Get to your Mount Rushmore.
Right? Okay, all right. All here right, we bro. Go. So it is, once again, 30 past every hour all week, Mount Rushmore week. It is time to go again.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore week.
Well, 90s sitcoms.
I get the honor of doing the 90s sitcoms. Jack, this is the decade that you were born in, so you get no say about the TV shows.
Disagree.
that were out during this time. Spike, well, you and I can relate to them, and most of our audience can relate to these TV shows. All right. At the top of my Mount Rushmore list, I'd have to go with probably the number one sitcom of the decade. I've never even seen a full episode of it. Got to be Seinfeld.
Yes. I was worried you weren't going to put Seinfeld on it because you didn't
say it. I'm a Curb Your Enthusiasm lover, so
okay.
I got respect for Jerry and Larry David.
Yeah, I think it's probably the best sitcom of all time. I think it has an argument for it, but
sure.
Seinfeld's got to be on it.
Yeah, yep. Oh, definitely. It's at the top of the list. All right, and then I go with Martin. Martin top. Mount Rushmore for me. Talking about Martin Lawrence, in case you guys never saw Martin.
I saw Martin.
Then I'm going with something to hit home here. How about the Fresh Prince?
Fresh Prince should be on there
Fresh
as well.
Prince of
was
Bel-Air
enormous. Yep.
Makes my Mount Rushmore. And then I got one for you, Spike. May not be a surprise to you that it's on the list, but it may be a surprise to you that I put it on the list. Got to go with The Simpsons.
Simpsons is a great one.
Got to go with The Simpsons.
Now, people, it is a situation comedy. It is a sitcom. See, Jack saying no. It's
I just
a sitcom.
Don't think like Family Guy and Simpsons, and they're animated shows.
But it's still a sitcom.
Sitcoms.
Yeah. Half-hour sitcom on at night.
Feels like a Twitter poll.
Okay. Is The Simpsons a sitcom? Now, the one that I think that you missed. Well,
I got honorable mentions, so I'm pretty sure it's one of them.
This is a vintage Ike moment.
Friends.
Honorable mentions. This is coming from the guy who just did a double Elliot Shore.
I know. Yep.
Much more high stakes.
So I got Friends.
Yep.
And honorable mention. I got Roseanne.
Roseanne started in 87, right? But yet we decided yesterday 90s. It's a 90s one.
Yep. I went Married with Children.
Married with Children, huge. Yep.
And then I went A Different World.
A Different World, also
those
huge.
Those are my honorable mentions there.
I would say
Home
Improvement was also 90s.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Home Improvement. I remember it.
It was big.
Tool Time. Yep, I remember it.
I hated Frasier, but Frasier might have been, it is probably the biggest spinoff
from
Cheers. Of all time.
Yep.
But Frasier was also enormous.
Was not a Frasier guy.
And then
Kelsey Grammer.
I didn't like Everybody Loves Raymond, but it was enormous.
Yeah, it was not a, yeah.
But I think that's good. Friends,
it's a solid list.
It's absolutely a solid list.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll take that.
Now, and Seinfeld Friends on the same night. Talk about a powerhouse.
That was the same night?
Yeah, and
how the hell did they get the ratings that they got?
Well, they put Friends right after Seinfeld, so they got this huge lead in, and then that show became enormous.
Oh, it was on the same station?
Yeah, it was on NBC. And actually,
so it's Mickey Mouse ratings for Friends.
No.
Come on, man.
Huge. Dude, they got paid $1 million
episode.
An episode.
Yeah, I remember that.
They all held out together for $1 million an episode.
I remember it.
And somebody mentioned me yesterday on Twitter, all four of the sitcoms I mentioned yesterday in the 80s were all NBC sitcoms. And then you had...
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Is incredible.
And then they went into Seinfeld and Friends.
Wait, Seinfeld was NBC, right? Yeah. Seinfeld and Friends were both NBC as well. Yes.
So they went from Cosby and all of that to Seinfeld and Friends.
They had a pretty good run.
Woo, NBC.
Pretty good run.
Now, when did they were able to buy...
And then The Office.
Oh, and then The Office, yes.
Never watched that either.
Oh, I love The Office. Yeah. My wife, Val, used to be able to quote every Friends episode. When we first started dating, she would just put Friends on TV.
Right.
Now she just puts The Office on TV. Episode after episode. She watches.
She's like me. She just watches the repeats of everything.
She watches The Office like I listen to music.
Right.
Like if I've listened to a song 100 times, I don't care. Same thing with Friends.
I never did get into Friends.
Me either.
Yeah. I like Friends just like everybody else.
Both in New York, right?
Yes. And completely, like the Friends, completely unrealistic. The only person that had a job was Ross, and they had these giant Manhattan apartments with a deck and a view and all that kind of stuff. Joey was an actor but never had any job, you know. I liked it. Now, people have turned on Friends after. People, like, hate Friends now.
Yeah, just like they turned on Utley.
They hate Ross now. But I like Friends.
they turned on Utley. Your boy was out there this weekend.
They are
man.
Turning on Utley a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I know.
There's boy was out there.
Yeah, Ike's the leader. Ike's the leader
I'm
of the charge.
I'm not a leader. You make me push back against Utley because how you treat J-Roll.
I love J-Roll.
No, they just told me Victorino was more
Oh, by
important.
The way, Full House.
Look at the numbers.
Full House also. Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Is Full House a kid's show?
No.
No, it wasn't a kid's show. Yeah,
because obviously I had to come
back. That was that Friday night lineup.
Yep.
Also,
that was the Friday night lineup.
Boy Meets World should be in there.
That's a little too late.
Never saw Boy Meets World.
Yeah, yeah, Boy Meets World, you're in the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah. A little different. Yeah.
Okay.
So tomorrow at 11:30 a.m., FDR Park, Fritz to camera 3, tennis.
Finally.
Yeah. Oh, the 1 week. What could we possibly do?
Well, I'm glad we locked it down yesterday, as if we didn't know we had to do this. But so if you were going to the Phillies game, which starts at 12:35, you could stop over FDR Park
How about
before.
That? Yeah.
But
see a real show before you go see the show.
Yes. Now,
sure.
Do you have an intro like Duran has for tennis?
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
I just rooster again.
And, you know, what I would do before you go over to FDR Park, turn on the radio. And make sure we haven't canceled it for heat or cold or
air quality,
or a little bit chance of rain. Yeah.
So you're not stuck down like Bam was.
Yes. Supposedly.
Again, that was self-inflicted.
By the way, I heard from somebody, I don't know if he wants me to out him, who went to high school with Bam.
Yeah.
And said he was a Redskins fan in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Now that has to be addressed.
Yes.
That has to be addressed.
Yep. So, Jack, I guess the question is, you had played tennis one time in the last decade or so.
Uh-huh.
You played with your friend Goose before we had the first cancellation.
Yeah.
Have you taken this extra week and gotten any more practice in?
I practiced one more time.
With a tennis pro?
No, with Goose.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Goose got back out there over the weekend.
And is Goose a tennis player?
No.
Okay.
But we did play a full set.
Okay.
At a pretty high level.
Okay. So given the fact that Goose is not a tennis player, you must have slaughtered him in tennis, right?
We went to extras. I beat him 8-6. Beat him 8-6. Because you got to win by two in tennis, which
yeah.
I had to learn about all the rules during it. So, I didn't,
15 love, 30 love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we got caught up to speed.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like riding a bike.
How confident are you for tomorrow?
Looking forward to it.
Oh, that is not.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I didn't say a whole lot.
No. Nah, I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. It's a good game.
Yeah. Are you wearing?
Yeah, you're wearing
your tennis outfit. What you got going on?
White shorts.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
So Jill threw out my, not to throw Jill under the bus.
Well, here we go.
She threw away the nice Eagles autism shirt that's white. That would have been great to wear.
Okay.
So I got to find something else that's moisture wicking.
Okay.
But it will be my black running shoes and black shorts, and I got to find some shirt that's hopefully not black.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully not black.
A little hot.
Black draws heat.
Yeah. Well, and the camera's tennis coach said that it's 15 degrees hotter on the court.
Oh yeah, that guy's a coward. Yeah. No offense. That guy trying to make excuses for you guys. You know, DeCamera's coming out in all whites tomorrow. He's looking tennis up.
Oh, I'm sure.
That is my opinion. He looked like a complete slob at baseball, but I think he's coming in all tennis up.
Well, he wore a shin guard for baseball. Like, he likes all the accessories.
Right.
He's probably going to wear a headband.
Yep.
Somebody has to have the headband on tomorrow. That'll be Joe.
It'll be Joe. Yeah.
Maybe the Pat Cash headband, maybe the big one.
I got no frills or whatever.
Now, do you know the thing when you're serving, you keep one ball in the pocket for the second serve?
Yeah,
you know that?
Yeah. Okay. I got balls in the
pocket. You got two balls in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly right.
Two of them in your pocket.
Yeah.
How was your serve looking?
So it's not the biggest velocity in the world.
That's fine.
It gets over the net.
Okay.
It gets over the net.
And then
everything after that's pretty good.
Well, if you win tomorrow, and as Ike has said 100 times, we don't care if you win tomorrow. We're still doing running and basketball. If the camera has to do all of them.
Yes.
If you win tomorrow, I mean, that puts you are in a very strong position in this battle.
So I know a lot. What I can't figure out is... Is again, how hurt is he?
The groin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got or
he's playing
whatever.
Possum.
Yeah. I think he's lying.
Yeah.
I think he's lying.
I think he's trying to throw me off, throw everyone off. Like, I think he's trying to, I think he's aura farming, as the kids say.
Okay. So he comes out, he looks like, what's his name?
Kirk Gibson and Willis Reed.
Willis Reed.
Yeah.
He's going to come out there injured or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the way
he's aura farming.
The way in tennis that you have to plant and go left and right.
I heard aura farming. Yes, in case you didn't hear it the first time.
Yes. The way that you have to plant and go
movement.
Side to side, that has to be hard on you.
On
what's your lateral movement like?
Listen, I'm like a cat. You ever seen me do karaoke? Not the singing, but the warm-up?
Calisthenics?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got quick feet.
Wait a minute. Did you say karaoke as a mistake?
No, karaoke.
I know what he's talking about.
Okay.
It's a type of warm up when you're stretching.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that. Okay.
Yeah. Move the hips.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've seen that before.
Yeah. True athletes. Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah.
What is wrong with y'all, man?
Nothing.
Well, the other thing is
what happened?
Fritz. We have to drive down there, first of all. This would have been a day we could have come to work a little bit late. Mm. We can't now.
Mm-mm.
We got to fight traffic.
I gotta fight traffic.
Well, you better win.
Yeah, you better win.
Yeah, or this is going to be a hard show for you tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you didn't
will.
Practice at all.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Looking forward to it, though.
Dom in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Dom?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
What do you do? What do you say?
What's up, Dom?
Hey. So all the problems are solved now that you guys got a guy that comes in with music.
Well, you guys brought in, you're a Mets fan, right? You brought in a guy with music into a tie game and lost the game. So I guess it doesn't work for everybody, but it did work for us.
We're talking about history now, huh?
No, we're talking about Helsley 2 nights ago.
Why don't we talk about the playoffs last year? Who smacked you in the mouth and sent you home?
The Mets.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, right. what do you want?
You're a Mets fan.
He's a Mets fan, yes.
Yes. And Kyle Schwarber. Either he hits a home run or he strikes out.
Well, he's hitting 260. What's Pete Alonso hitting this year?
Yeah, not 260.
Yeah.
You weren't ready.
Yeah, dude, don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Hold on. Frozone, relax.
I love that one. That's a good one. Come on, Dom.
You got
Dom.
Anything else?
Yeah, come on,
when
Dom.
Get right. The Phillies go night-night. Come on, we all know you're going to make the playoffs. You know what I mean? You guys are having a good season. You got some good players. But when it comes time in the playoffs, you're going to choke like usual. So that's all I
got to
say.
Okay. Wow. Well, we'll see. I want the Mets again. You know, I want the Mets again. We need revenge from last year, and I want to win. I want to win the series in Citi Field. I want it in Citi Field next to Evan, next to Lou Gower, next to Positive Tommy.
He's
next
dead,
to
right?
Al.
Positive Tommy's
no,
dead.
No, he's still around. After every loss, he tweets out, we'll get him next time. No biggie. That's it.
I will lead us.
Yes, I will lead us. We need
to see the 7 line again.
Yep. Oh, those losers with all their names on the backs of their own jerseys.
They are a really tough fan group.
Oh, the Mets fans are the worst fans in New York. It's not even close. They're the whiniest. They are awful. Mets fans are awful. We need that. I want to go back to that stadium and win in their stadium. And then, all of a sudden, waiting for Jack to do the post-game show won't be so painful. And by the way, we're not staying in Queens. We're staying somewhere else, and we will take
Thank God.
Uber to Queens.
All right.
I thought Queens are.
It was not.
I thought Queens are.
Yeah. Just a kid in the big city. Yeah.
No. Yeah. We'll stay in Manhattan somewhere. We're
Manhattan?
Not, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're
on
staying
whose dime?
On the station's dime.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I've heard Manhattan's a lot.
We'll find a cheaper hotel.
All right.
Yeah.
Whose dime have you? You're always on somebody's dime.
I know. You always pay for dinner, and I appreciate it.
I'm
sorry.
Whether it's the station.
I got alligator arms. Everyone take it down a notch. I'm just asking questions.
What's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
The best things. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
The top 5 budding feuds at WIP.
Oh, that is next.
Feuds that are happening.
Wow, budding feuds. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.